good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roy Masters. I didn't hear that music I was supposed to have, but it's okay. As long as I'm on the air, I want to share with you what you may never have heard before and may never hear again if I disappear too early. Excuse me the way I said that. But I have a lot of things to tell you. And I started off by saying, speaking about the most one of the most important things in the scriptures. And since it's Christmas, I need to speak about this. And the subject matter was, before I had all those calls about cancer, which I enjoyed very much to share with what I know about it. And I'm encouraging you to call me about cancer, because cancer will kill half the country, and there's no need for that. There are certain people who can listen and understand and appreciate it. There are other people who have the same sickness, but they just rather be dead than wrong. See, so I'm looking for a special part of this community that I'm listening to called America. It's a whole community of everybody. It's not just one place, because the state is a state and a city is a city. Every person has the same problem. Every race and color and creed, for the same reasons. And I'm going to go ahead of psychiatry, psychology, and medicine. Although their medicine is very important to keep you alive, but only long enough to see what's wrong with you. Because if you keep on taking medicine and seeing that as the cure, you are very mistaken. I said that yesterday, and I'm going to say it today again. But what I want to really talk to you about, what I started to talk about, is a certain paragraph in the New Testament. And I got interrupted, but I want to be interrupted because I want people to call. I'm very happy to just sit here and talk to you about almost anything, but what the message that Jesus left about become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect is a very important subject indeed. And I know very well that most ministers will say to you, there's something wrong with that. Nobody can be perfect. It's not possible. I say, if you don't become perfect on earth, you'll never find what it means to be in the afterlife, ever. You can look perfect, you can act perfect, but that doesn't mean to say you are. And we need to understand this. And if you'd like to call me, it's 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. Now, the three callers that spoke to me on cancer, I made it very, very clear that cancer has the same... In other words, you're not the only person who has that cancer. Other people have the same cancer for the same reasons. There are variations of cancer, of course, but it's still the principles that are there, and I will share it with you if you are intuitive enough to grasp it. Okay? And so, the paragraph says, "Be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." Get it. Now, what's wrong with that? Hello? Did you say something? Oh, 1 minute. Fine, thank you. I'll just phase out. Let me give you the phone number. 800-866-8883. And if you want to call me about any problem, which I say that 95% of all the problems on earth, the sickness, mental, emotional, physical, even wars, are caused by one thing only. One basic thing only. It's called emotions. And don't you ever believe that emotion is normal. Emotions will kill you. The good emotions, the happy emotions, are escape from what emotion, the bad emotions have done to you. But when you're escaping, what you're escaping from, oh, we'll be right back. Don't go, 30 seconds. You hear it? You can hear it probably on the phone. Yes. The phone number is 800-866-8883. But I want you to call. Interrupt me if you want to. But I'm going to start somewhere. I'm going to tell you that you cannot be perfect.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
You're listening to Advice Live. Roy Masters, what's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, here we are. So let me just start with what I said I would start with. In case you didn't hear the first 5 minutes, and many stations don't get the first 5 minutes. So I do the best I can with what I've got. Now, Thomas Paine said, if men would listen to their conscience, they would need no other lawgiver. Thomas Paine. I say that there is such a thing as perfect life on this earth. And if the life isn't perfect on this earth, you'll never, ever see the other side. Now, there's another verse that is similar to it. It says, be perfect as your Father is heaven. Is perfect. If you ask a preacher about that, they will always say there's something wrong with that. The Bible is true about everything, okay. But the one thing they say it isn't true, that you can't be perfect. Only Jesus can be perfect. That's not true. He came to make us perfect, to help us to become perfect. But he has to be the perfect person, because you can't teach what you're not. And that is also me. I have to practice what I preach, and I do. I've spent my whole life seeking the answers. My whole life. And I told you what that was when I was 15. I heard of Hitler, the horror of what he did, and said to myself, how did he take a democratic country and turn it into a bunch of murderers? Just ordinary people. Just regular people. Just take them and make them into murderers. How does one man do this? Well, I had to find out, because still nobody knows what it is today. No psychiatrist understands it, but I do. No minister understands this, but I do. And I want you to please bear with me. We've only got just a little while. I'm only going to do an hour today and put the best of for the second hour. Now look, what does it mean? What does it mean to become? What is the word become? Is it adjective? Is it a verb? What is it? It actually, the word become is something you do every day perfectly. It isn't all at once. It's the little things that confound the mighty. There it is again. The little things. Once you discover what be still is, understand this. Now, it's possible if what is I'm saying to you, if what I'm saying to you is like a breath of fresh air, understand that it isn't me, because the ordinary me, the imperfect me, the non-saved me, cannot produce what I'm about to say. I'll tell you what it will feel like. It was like a breath of fresh air. Finally somebody said it. You've always known it, but you couldn't own it. And so I have to have what I'm talking about so that you can understand it. If I don't have it, I don't have the authority to talk to you about it. You've had the ability to do that, but when you come into the world, the culture comes into you. That's what I keep saying. Let me say it because they may have missed it yesterday. And those, when you come into the world as a baby, this is different from Adam and Eve, who was made differently. Through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. I got it right there. And so I'm going to take my calls, but it's all about cancer here and multiple identity disorder. So I'm going to have to cut it short, quick, and then go to the callers. Callers, hold on. I'm going to say this as quickly as I can because there's a lot more to say. But becoming, I don't know it's an adjective or anything. I don't know that language. I'm not terribly educated. But it is something that goes from one to another. Become it means not right away. And it becomes by little things. Like a surfboard. Yesterday I used the analogy of a surfboard. You can't get on the surfboard on your first start because you fall off. And in the smallest wave. But if you keep doing it every day, doing it, little things, a couple of years later, you can slide down a 50-foot wave effortlessly. Then you've perfected what you learn. You can't go any further. You can't fly. But you can conquer the wave and the 50-foot wave and have a lot of fun with it. I say to you, that's the same with becoming perfect. And you become perfect a little thing at the time. But what is this little thing? Maybe I haven't got time to tell it because there's cause here. But this is also very important, callers. So bear with me. I will be with you. Now, being perfect has a relationship with another saying, be still and know I am God and you ain't. And nobody else is, so don't look for it in the world. You'll never find it. Otherwise you'll find the will of the world, the imitation of love. See? The imitation of being holy. See? We've got to be careful. There's got to be a real thing. And the real thing is very simple. What you have to do is do what I've discovered. It's taken me years to discover a very simple technique, which is not religious. There's no religious words in it. It's called the 7-minute meditation. In other words, it's like the yellow brick road. Come to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of God. You've got a journey. But the journey begins. You have to have a beginning of a journey, and then you have to have the end, the result of the journey. And so, while you're living, there's a journey. But there's, in every moment, Here is the secret. If you use the meditation that is free, no cost, you go to FHU.com, you will learn how to sit quietly and separate your conscious mind, your intuitive mind. You're born with an intuitive mind, but when you come into the culture, the culture will overcome you. And therefore, you lose your innocence, but you don't lose it. You get lost in the culture. The culture overcomes you. And so if you're born in England, you'll be an Englishman. But in a special county, you'd look like somebody else. If you're born in Borneo, you haven't got a chance. In Borneo, you'd be eaten just if you have a twinkle in your eye. See, but in America, you have a chance. You come into the world, and the world comes into you, and it infects you, and you take on the identity of your parents and the system. And the two forms of that overcoming you and not allowing you to unfold like a flower perfectly is everywhere. There's a very few people that ever survive to become perfect as the Father in heaven, to meet the Father in heaven, to understand it. There are few. It's as narrow as the way, and few are those that find it. I found the way. And you need to go to my website, FHU.com, and download free, no charge. If it makes you better, God bless you. Support the program, otherwise forget me. Okay, now. And this is how it's done. If you close your eyes, and as you see them portrayed in beautiful paintings, where they're looking up and clamping their hands together, you know, and looking up with their eyes closed, something's going on. And it is. You close your eyes and look at your eyelids. What you're looking for is another light, another force, another motivation, energy that counteracts the stress of life, so that you're not reacting to the stresses of life in conflict with your human. See? Because the minute you come into the world and the world comes into you, that minute corrupts you. But while you notice little children, how beautiful they are and how intelligent they are. But do you remember being a little child and seeing the injustice all around you and not knowing what to do about it, and you get upset and it gets inside you and you forget who you are, and you end up being one of two people, an appeaser and a bully. That's all there is. No, there's nothing else. And the appeaser looked like a wonderful person, as they're not. And the bullies can look like a wonderful person because the gang leader knows how to rise to the occasion. Obama came to, in a manner of speaking, that there's plenty of background to justify this. Socialism became more and more and more the freedom from right to do wrong. That's it. Because doing wrong looks like freedom. And so you see where I'm going with that. So therefore, what we need to do is rise above your reaction to pressure. And pressure produces two pressures, which is for animals. Pressure, which is for animals, is fight and flight. That's it. And you cannot respond to emotions, but they tell you that emotions are normal. But motion is flight, fight, and nothing more. And as a result of that, you, every time you react and fight and rebel and then conform, because it's the only two things you can do, you can never be subject to your Father in heaven. Okay. And we'll be right back with this, and I'll take my callers. I've got a few more things to say, just quickly. All right, now let me just quickly. So if you go to the meditation, if you go to my website, fhu.com, I'm going to finish it because I've got too many people calling on the phone. If you go to fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU, that's all. Very easy place to get. Download it or listen to it. Put your earphones on and listen to it, and I'll take you to a different dimension. Outside this world. Yes, something outside the world created the world, because in the beginning there was a void, every scientist knows that it has to be a nothing at the beginning, the void. And then it says, let there be light. That's the singularity. That's the name of an infinitely hot thing. It never, never, never cools down. It produces all the heat you need to create a universe. And then you have the void. See? And it flows into the void. And that's gravity, believe it or not. But something, nothing can't produce anything. So where did the infinitely hot, let there be light thing, which they call a singularity, they acknowledge it as that, but they don't look further. Where did it come from? They don't ask the question. All they know is they play with it, and things work. But you got to know where it came from. It came from another dimension other than this. This dimension is material. The dimension but what about the dimension that existed when everything was void? And darkness was on the face of the deep. Nothing can't create anything. But where did this heat come from? This, whatever this heat is that they call the singularity. They give it a name. They've never seen it, but they give it a name. And they can play with all the little, they can play with what it's created, but never really understanding it. And you need to understand that there's another dimension beyond the void. There's something beyond the void that produces the let there be light aspect. And that you'll never know, except if you sit quietly and be still, you will know a different place in your mind. Your body will be sitting quietly. But as I teach you to sit quietly, what happens is that you tend to move backwards. The first thing you do is look at your eyelids. And as you look at your eyelids, what you'll be doing, I can't go through it right now, but if you just do it, we can talk about it on Monday. Okay? Because I'm going to put you in that place where God is. I can't really find the words for it. But when there's a void, nothing can produce nothing. But where did the infinitely hot come from? That is where you're going to be. And you will have a different kind of energy, and you will run on a special kind of energy that's counter to stress, so that stress cannot overcome you. You will overcome the stressor, and the whole world will change. because the bad guys may not like it, and you have to have experience persecution because your light, the light is shining, and it's scary to other people, and that's where you get persecution, and you have to learn to deal with persecution with this energy, and this is the time. This is the time and the only time left where you can find perfection. And the perfection is how you deal with every moment. And just like when you get angry, things come to you before you know it, it's out of your mouth. And everything goes wrong. When you get into that state where there's no time, you're in the world but you're not of it. Your physical world, your body is in the world, but the spiritual self is with God. And so therefore, you'll find yourself saying things you never... Where did that come from? And the timing will always be perfect. And there's nothing for you to do except to be a vehicle of His purpose. And that's a little bit of the time. Every moment must be let... Every moment becomes perfect. Every little moment becomes perfect, so you deal with imperfect people perfectly. All right. Having said that, it took me a half an hour. I've only got another half an hour to deal with these callers. All right. Let's see. Gwen in Boston. Did you call yesterday, Ben?
Gwen? She told me to call back.
Yes, yes. So you start from the beginning. Tell me. What?
Yes, I have cancer, and there's not much hope except chemotherapy, but I just want to get into the right place.
Yes. How old are you?
83.
Well, you're an old bugger, just like me.
And you told me I was a weak person.
Yes, you are, because in your voice.
Yeah, for my voice, yeah.
But you're an appeaser.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Hear the appeaser. That is very dangerous. It's a very dangerous life to give your life up to people. You know what an appeaser is? A person who always wants to. Appeaser emboldens wickedness.
Yeah.
In other words, you want to be a good person. Listen, God bless you. You want to do the right thing. And so the right thing but the right thing is not the right thing because you've been intimidated. You've been spoiled. One of the two. You've either intimidated and you made up your mind you're going to be the nicest lady and the nicest mother that ever was.
Yeah.
The trouble is you do not know what love is. And so you do the best you can by giving of yourself. And then you get some bad experiences. People take advantage of you. And then that produces resentment. And resentment produces guilt. And guilt makes you think, I haven't loved good enough. I haven't given enough of myself.
Yeah, I'm like my mother was.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now.
Yeah, she was strong, but.
She was wrong strong.
Yeah, right.
What you never had was a father.
No, my father died when I was four.
Yes, and what did he die from?
He had lung cancer, and that's what I've got.
Yes. Your mother killed them both.
Yeah.
Meaning you too. I don't know how you made it this far.
I know. Me neither.
There's a spirit in you that is alive, and it only takes a little guidance to overcome it. Can you hold the line a minute? I'm sorry, I have to be this way, but I have to make a break. Can you hold? Yes, you can. All right, bye bye. Okay, we're about here. I said, this is just a short piece, and I have opportunity to ask you to support the program. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. But what I want you to do, especially if you have any kind of cancer, you go to my website. I can't guarantee what kind of person you are. You may think it's stupid, but you may also have the potential. You've survived. The potentialists have survived in many people, and others didn't. They get so disgusted, and they don't believe in any spiritual things. And this is a spiritual thing. If you go to my website and go to the 7-minute meditation, download it or just listen to it and put your earphones on. It's 7 minutes, and I'll show you how to your consciousness can step back. And when it steps back, it moves towards the Creator, and He moves into you, and a new light will shine through your eyes and your body. You will have a set of you've heard about the light. The light isn't the sun. The light is a different kind of light. This is a different kind of light to the sun. It means is that the energy in you is invisible, just like, in a sense, cruelty. The energy of stress is you can't see it, but you can feel it. You can experience it, but you can't see it flowing from one to another. I say to you, if you sit quietly, you have the ability to be the spirit. Your body will be in the world, but your reactions will not respond to the world. But the light of God will come through you, and it will cause you to overcome. It will neutralize the cruelty and the stress, and refuel you if you stand your ground every little day. Every day little things happen all day long, and if you give in to them and get upset, your life force is drained to the bully, and you try to appease the bully to hope that he will stop being mean. But the bully will love you for what you are and demoralize you and eat up your life force. See? All right. So that's as much as I can say. And then I'm going to take my callers on the cancer. I missed one already. Oh, dear, dear. I should have stopped because they got a little impatient. Oh, is she still on the line? Is it D-L-E-L? How do you pronounce that? Huh? Oh, Dulce. Okay, I didn't see it. Okay, I will work with this lady. And if anybody wants to call in on the subject, I'd be happy to talk about it. All right. I think the only reason you should die is the shortage of breath when the time is up. And as long as you're 85 years old and you have cancer, it means that you haven't, your life has not been in order. And you need a change. The cure is not so important in a sense that you get rid of the cancer. It's how you get rid of it. And so you did hear what I said about meditation, and a very special meditation, which Dulcie is. Oh, is that right? Did I lose the caller? Oh, why didn't you say so? I thought I was talking. All right, so let me see, Delcy. Okay, let me speak to... Are you there? We're on a different subject now. Go ahead. You have multiple identity disorder. Did you call before?
Yeah, I did last week.
Yes, I asked. I think I remember I asked you to call back, didn't I?
Yes. Yes.
We had a nice talk, did we not?
Yes, we did.
And what did you learn? What can you bring forth? What you learned about what we discussed about your identity disorder. You want to know who else has identity disorder? Our soldiers. It's called post-traumatic stress disorder, and what it means is they bring the enemy home inside them, and the enemy is the enemy inside them is an entity. In other words, you may not believe in entities, and psychiatrists think of as the reason why people kill themselves is all wrong. The reason is they come back with an identity crisis, just like what you have, and the reason for it is because the enemy knows the enemy is the kind of people like Nazis and ISIS and people like that. So when a soldier, you know, a soldier that comes from a more gracious culture is not prepared to experience, even though he's a soldier, he does not anticipate the kind of how far the evil can do. And so when he goes to war and he sees little children's head chopped off, and you see the women the torture, the horrible torture, the dismembering of a woman and pulling the baby out and smashing it against the wall, that's what he sees, and he does not know how to deal with that. He overreacts and takes in the identity of the enemy. Our soldiers die more from that than the war itself. Our soldiers die far more just from that. And what goes in their mind, I want you to show you, is an identity crisis, which is what you got. You can get it in the civilization without going to war. A war like I described, it's the same thing. If you have a lot of cruelty in your house and meanness, you tend to take on, by the way you react to them, you take on their identity, and there's conflict there. You have identity that talks to you, and in the identity of the soldier, it's always the same. The identity what the identity does, it speaks to you. I'm not saying you're crazy, because it's not crazy. It's actually an identity, because of the shock. And the shock. See, if I can just make you angry, listen. If I want to manipulate, so find yourself doing what I want you to do, but you may not know. But you may not recognize that the idea that I put in you is not yours, but you will take it as yours. It's a strange thing, a very strange thing. I can explain it, but I say to you, you've had a very difficult life, a cruel life, and you might want to talk to me about that, explain it. You may have belonged to a cult or something like that, but the point is, you had a tremendous amount of resentment and anger, and you took on the identity of the cruel one, who lives off your dying to them. And so, I want to just share with you what the soldier does, while 22 die every day, and so it kills more people, more soldiers than goes in battle. That's how the enemy wins. because we're more civilized than the uncivilized ones that we fight. They don't mind doing all those horrible things because that's how they get their pleasure. And that's how, if you're living in a family that hates you, if you're living in a system that hates you, the tendency is that they'll hate you for your innocence, and you in your innocence would not be able to and wouldn't be secure enough to be able to deal with the horror of taking the identity of the bully, the cruelty, and it makes you feel like you want to commit suicide. It's so horrible. When the soldier comes home, am I correct?
And what you're saying, it sheds so much light in the dark places that I have lived my life and within my family circle. Because when you say about how all a person has to do, and especially if you're not intuitive anymore.
You are intuitive. It's there because you can hear what I'm saying. That's the beauty of it. I'm just talking to you about the enemy, and so you can acknowledge the enemy isn't you. And if you, as long as you think the enemy is you, then you would the tendency it will kill you. It will make you so miserable that you want to experience death because life is so painful.
The enemy has the innocence that I have, and I know we all were born innocent as children. When we come in as babies, innocent, and we lose that right away, it seems like, in the culture that we're born in. My thing is this, that I lost my innocence like any other, and, everybody's different, their life, but I lost my innocence. This is so long ago, because I'm in my mid-50s now, and I lost my innocence so long ago until, like, I don't even know if I ever had any innocence within me.
That's how long it's
been gone.
My dear landlady, you loving what I'm saying to you, aren't you? You love what I'm saying to you. I'm saying to you, it's not your fault. You didn't know. You didn't understand. You became into the world as a beautiful child, and for whatever reason, you were surrounded by wicked, cruel people. You came into a cult. You came into a culture. You came into a family that hated you. They hated the beauty of you as a child. And it's not unusual for parents to hate their own children and to demoralize them and degrade them. And so, I'm speaking, the psychiatrist may not like this, but there is another identity and another dimension, and it's in the world. But you are born as a beautiful person into this world with an intuitive self. But the intuitive self didn't get the chance to grow. It's still there. Unless you become a little child, you can no enter the kingdom. You have that little child inside you, and I'm bearing witness to it. You are a good person, decent person, but you didn't know how to deal with it. You didn't know how to deal with it, and like the soldier didn't know how to deal with it. And so, when you get upset with something to that degree, without realizing you cannot serve two masters, you react in a very angry way because you see how disgusting it is and how disgraceful and cruel. And you begin to hate the cruelty. And that's what it wants you to do, hate it, so you lose who you are. So you tend to take in what the person says about you.
Mr. Master, what you're saying is so true. I'm trying to see how to express this. Like, all the things that I saw as a kid in my family, like mainly with my mother, whatever. When I was around her, the things that I saw, I became that and more as I got older.
I get it.
And
that's
lost
right.
My identity, and my anger took over, and sin took over more in my life because I didn't know how to get it. It's like
that's
quicksand.
Right. You struggle with it. You struggle with it, and it gets worse.
Yes, I struggle, and I'm still struggling with it.
No, don't. Don't struggle with it. Would you like to get better?
Yes, but I can't talk about it on the airway because it's just a too sensitive personal thing. I would like to, but I can't. I don't have the courage to do that, sir. I'm sorry. I can't do that on the air.
Why can't you say it? And say, this is what happened to me, this is how I think, and get it out.
No, because it's too personal. It's a personal thing. It's stuff that transforms through me, through all the anger. It's like, it just, not only with my mother, but it's just with my entire family. Now my mother's deceased now, but my thing is that I was so angry with my mom. But I feel like as time as I got older in years, the betrayal that I thought, because that's the only way I knew how to deal with it, because I didn't know how to deal with it, the betrayal that I saw before me, in turn, I don't think I premeditated it. I really don't.
No,
I didn't betray her in return, because that's how much anger had just welled up inside me.
Yeah.
And now I have my brothers and sisters, they deal with me, but they deal with me on such a level of, like, it's like mind games that they play with me.
Yes, yes.
And I got to the point now, Christmas is coming up in a couple of days, and I don't even want to be around them because I don't feel like dealing with, you know, you did this to mom. Sometimes they make me feel like I killed our mother because of all the stuff that, I'm the oldest child, and I think I feel like I'm the only person in the world, only God understands where I'm coming from. And I know you do, too. I feel that you do, too, even though you don't know every detail and you don't need to know, like you said.
That's
but you
right.
can get to the root of it without having to go that deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to explain. I know what to say, but I can't say it because I can't just express it to even people that don't even know me on the air. It's just,
never mind.
Just can't
I get
it.
We don't. All right. I want to tell you. Listen, did you take the number down so you get the meditation? I'm going to give you a present. Okay, I'm going to send you a present. Don't go away, Alan. If I don't finish what I want to do, I'll only say. Okay. Where's her name up there? I'm sorry. Where'd you put it up? You took it down. Delcy, I'm sorry. I just got caught up in the things you were saying. You could get better. You have an identity. And I mean, let me tell you what the identity's like. It depends on how serious it is. But the soldier that comes back has an identity that is not his, and it rules him. He's lost control over his natural self, the way he was born. And because he reacts, there's a scripture that says you can only, you cannot have two masters. You respond to one or the other. The one you respond to owns you. And wicked people own it. They like it because they like to hurt people. And you're around people who've fallen for that, and they hate your light. You still have a light, my dear young lady. You are still having a light, and you're having conflict, see. And I want to strengthen that in you, because you were born. The day you were born, I can't find the word. Redemption waited for you. It waited for you before you were born, I assure you. And I want you to listen and trust me. But I'll be the antidote for that. Because you are trusting the dark self in you. You don't know how not to say no to it. You can angry with it, and then it makes you worse. And you can go along with it, and it makes you worse. There's no way you can survive it. The only way you can survive it is to be still. The only way you can do it is to be still with a meditation which causes your consciousness to come back from the brain where the dark side lives. If, as long as your soul is involved with emotions in your brain, it will take over you and make you life miserable until you want to kill yourself. And the soldiers, there's something inside the soldiers that says, if you don't kill your family, if you don't kill yourself, I'll get you to kill your family. And he believes that the power is so great, he believes it. He has to believe it, and he kills himself. And I'm going to be surprised. That's how it works.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay. Delcy, are you still there?
Yes.
You have a voice inside you. And it's the only voice there is. And you have to obey it. And the more you hate it, the stronger it becomes. And the more you go along with it, the stronger it becomes. There's no way out. And you have to be, so you need to find a meditation. You need to look, the searching. I hear in you that you're longing for, to know the purpose of life. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that longing is powerful. You've had that since you were a little child, I know. And I say to you, trust me. I'm not lying to you. What's in me loves you. And I recognize that you are lost and you cannot help yourself. And all you have to do is trust what I'm saying, that you are beautiful inside. And that you were born into the culture. And this culture is like a war machine. It's like you're going to battle with everything around you, and you're only a little girl, and all you've done has been all your emotions and your reactions have support the dark side of the force that wants to kill you. But it hates innocence. Evil hates innocence, and everybody around you is also corrupted, and they enjoy the corruptions by teasing you and et cetera, making your life miserable.
And they act like they're better than I am sometimes.
They're not better than you. They're more rotten than you are, if that's better.
My sister sometimes say, I'm not like Mom. I love Mom, but I'm not like Mom and stuff. And I know why she says that in the way that she says it, but she don't realize that what I do realize, that I see traits of her like our mother, like I have negative traits of our mother. It's just traumatizing to look at it within her as it is within myself, because I'm like, does she really not see what's inside of her? Because
no.
I'm not being able to deal with what's inside of me, and I can pick it up.
But let me tell you,
I can detect it.
You're not like her. You're just the extension of her. Your mother doesn't have a chance, but you do.
My mom is deceased, but I'm talking about my sister that my mother was, my sister that my mom's close to. She's one of my youngest sisters, my sister. My mom's close, the one she was really close to. She doesn't see, she said, I was close to Mom, but I'm not like Mom. But I know why she says that, for the negative areas in her mother's life when she was living. But she likes try to attack me with it, because it's like some of the immoralities that my mom.
Yes, but she's the extension of your mother that loves it. She loves the power she has over you, and she's jealous of it. She's jealous of you, and so.
I don't see why she has things that I don't have, Mr. Masters. She has money. She has other things. She has a lot of things. She has a family. I decided not to have a family because I was so messed up. I don't have. I got married. I don't know why I'm not married now. I'm divorced because it didn't work out. I shouldn't have never got married because it was the wrong.
Yeah, but these things don't matter. if you don't mind me saying so, these things are the outcome of the problem. What you need to do is to cross over. You know, you remember this. Do you remember the First World War, and they had Russia had a wall in Berlin, and
I heard about it.
Yes,
but
that's right.
Really,
so on one side there's the evil, and people trying to escape, they shoot them, and try to get to the free side. And it's the same thing happening with you. You are in the wrong side of the world, and you're not able to deal with it. So there's a wall, an invisible wall. And if you sit quietly, please, I'm going to send you a device, a little device. It's like a little computer, and it's got earphones, and it's loaded with electricity for 8 hours. And you can recharge it again. I'm going to send you one for Christmas. And meanwhile, you can go to my website and download the 7-minute meditation. I'm sending you something much stronger. And I want you to give your name to the producer, and I will send it to you pronto. And the military use this. What I'm going to send to you, this, the military uses it, and it's very powerful. And I will show you how to come across that border without being shot, without being shocked again. And I'll show you that you only have to change the place where you're coming from. Where you came from when you were born was a good place, and you brought in with you intuition. But when you come into the world that you lived in, it was an ugly place, ugly, and wicked, and you didn't know how to deal with it. So who can blame you for this? All the thoughts are in your head that don't belong to you. And I want you to know.
But the thoughts became actions, Mr. Masters. The thoughts went into action.
I know that. That's nothing new. They become actions, because if you dwell on something, it's going to express, it's going to manifest sooner or later. It's going to take form. It's like when Jesus says, you got to be careful. I'm not using the right words, of course, but you should not commit adultery. But if you gaze upon a woman, it will manifest. See, it's the same as committing adultery. Exactly the same, because you if you think of it long enough, you'll do it. It will manifest. It will show itself. So don't be. It's not you. All the things that happen are not you. And I want to put reinstate you. Is still there. That's why you call me, and you love what I'm saying, don't you? You love what I'm saying.
Yes, I do, because everything you say is like night and day to what has been told to me. Because it's like. What you say, they couldn't even in a million billion years.
Oh, we listen. The hour is up now. Can she call tomorrow? Can you take her phone address, please? Please get an address and make sure. My office gets it tomorrow. It's a device. It's a little computer that fits in your wallet. She must have that. It will save her life. It's a sweet lady. Thank you. Have a nice Christmas, everybody. I'll be back on Monday. Post Office Box 1000, Rounds Pass, Oregon 97528. Oh, I wish I had more time. Do I know another commercial?